Two local tech companies, Expedia and Amazon, have recently gone public with gender pay gaps within their ranks. Why do they do this? Well, in part, pressure from Arjuna Capital. The company describes itself as an activist investment firm, which means the firm buys shares in companies they want to see use more socially and environmentally conscious methods, and then the company brings those methods up for a vote at company shareholder meetings. Arjuna's Director of Equity Research and Shareholder Engagement, Natasha Lamb, told Jeannie Yandel that Arjuna Capital started looking at tech companies last year and found what she calls a woman problem.
In that there aren't many. They only make up 25% of the workforce. They occupy 11% of executive positions and only hold 10% of board seats. What we know is that across the United States, women are paid 78 cents on the dollar for what men make. And in technology, women are paid $10,000 less on average. As investors, we know that gender diverse teams, particularly leadership teams, lead to more innovative outcomes, which is key for the technology industry, and that gender-diverse teams also lead to better performance at the company. So really, our question was, you know, how can we encourage a shift at these companies so that more women are incented to stay in tech roles and move into leadership positions so that these companies are as successful as they can be and performing well and innovating and treating their workers fairly.
You decided to at least start this process by giving a proposal to shareholders of tech companies, asking that those companies disclose their salaries. So at least there's some transparency about any gender pay gaps there. And in one case, there was some kind of quick action. Expedia said, yes, we'll disclose pay information and we'll come up with a plan to deal with any pay gaps by the end of the year. Amazon did not have the same response and they kind of pushed back on you, actually. What happened with Amazon?
I was surprised to see Amazon take a defensive approach because it is such a core business issue. But they went to the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, and they challenged the proposal. They tried to get it knocked off of the ballot, and the SEC said, no, this is an important issue. And after the SEC ruled against Amazon, the company changed its tune, and they came out and they revealed what their gender pay gap is, and they committed to keeping it closed now into the future.
So Arjuna Capital essentially got what it asked for, which means that you were able to withdraw the shareholder proposal to discuss this in the first place. How will you keep pressure on companies like Amazon, for example, to keep them accountable when it comes to a gender pay gap?
So what we're starting to see now is that the technology industry is setting a new standard of committing to equal pay for equal work. And corporations can't sit pat on this issue. You know, it won't be till 2058 that the gender pay gap closes if we continue on with business as usual. So we do need bold leadership today. And, you know, we'll keep asking these questions because they're important questions. They're important for the businesses, they're important for society. And I think one thing we'll see is that a lot more investors will start engaging many more companies on this issue.
Natasha Lamb is Director of Equity Research and Shareholder Engagement for Arjuna Capital. It is an activist investment firm that has pushed Amazon, Expedia, and other tech companies to narrow the pay gap for women. She spoke there with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.